Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved friends, and welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Dacia Smith. You were just graced and blessed by Jesus Will Fix It, Trouble in My Way by Lee Williams and his dynamic extraordinary, exceptional choir. My mother-in-law, she's a huge Lee Williams fan, if you will, of his ministry in music. I opened that show today. This is from the God Family Saga 2020 playlist. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the God Family Saga today. It's a trilogy I wrote over a 20-year period, I guess. I'm sorry, 10-year period. But it's been 20 years since the first book was written. But anyway, I'll talk more about that today and how you can learn more about it, where you can find it located online and such. But again, our focus today is dealing with divine delays in life. And so I thought it was very appropriate to open with Jesus will fix it, because whatever the delay is, whatever the setback, you know, God is going to take care of it in only the way that he can. So I want to start with some personal updates and praise reports. This past week went well. This was the first week following fall break, and it did go very well. Just coming back into this space, there was a lot, you know, coming down the pike. We are swamped with meetings and mandates and so forth in this virtual setting. It just goes with the territory. So I'm just continually prayed up every morning on my hands and knees before the Lord, my devotionals, because I just never know what's going to hit me throughout the day. But praise God, it did go well this week. My son passed his final PT test for basic training. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he is headed into the last week and a half of his training. And so just lift him up in prayers and those who are processed with him for their final assessments and graduation the first week of November, November 5th. So, again, thank the Lord for that. I also, I got some DVDs back this week. I had some VHS tapes that I sent off to be converted to DVDs so that I could keep those mementos. And the first set came back this week. And so I got a chance to start watching them. Excuse me. And it just brought back such great memories. Things like my eighth grade debate and my student of the year, my senior year of high school, my little I guess you could say, call it highlight or spotlight or feature on the news, and then a gospel concert, Voice of Christians Anointed by the Lord, my high school gospel choir. I haven't even finished watching the DVDs yet, but, you know, God is good, God is awesome. It just, again, it brought back great memories. I will say, when I was watching my eighth grade debate, especially my student of the year segment, I noticed so much pride and arrogance that I was, you know, very upset and almost, you know, well, disheartened, definitely, almost disgusted by that aspect, because I did not have a personal relationship with the Lord at that time. And it just shows in my speech and my language and my aura and demeanor. It's just no humility there. So I thank God for deliverance from that. I thank God for the revelation of what it means to truly be humble and recognize and acknowledge his sovereignty, and that anything good that we do, it comes from him, James 1:17. And so that was just interesting to note all these years later, 30-something years later, what have you, how God can just, you know, transform us and reform us to be fruitful for him. Also, I had a blessed time with every Friday evening. I go to do some mentorship and some counseling therapeutic work with some students at a small Christian private school here in the city. It's been very small with COVID going on, especially mindful of the social distancing and PPE. Have some activities that we do, and the school is very diligent and consistent with monitoring student health and doing the COVID checks and such. But I was asked to come in and work with these few students, ranging from ages 3 all the way to 14. And so it's always a delight and a blessing. We're talking about leadership and cultivating leadership and looking at leadership, you know, biblically as Christians and also in our communities and doing some activities and having some discussions. So it's always a blessing to start my weekend with them. I attended an online women's conference yesterday from Wounds to Wisdom. And it was a blessing. Specifically, this group that I'm a part of or associated or affiliated with, the Survivor Empowerment Foundation that is headed by Ms. Petra Wade. And if you want to support that organization, you can just look it up online, Survivor Empowerment Foundation. It is specifically geared toward assisting and encouraging and supporting women who have experienced or experiencing domestic violence survivors, and helping them to get the resources they need to, you know, be equipped to, you know, move forward in their lives in healthy ways and make healthy choices. That was just really a blessing to hear the testimony in that space. Also, it's one of my cousin's birthdays was this weekend, and just had a little bit of time to celebrate and fellowship with her. Prayer request. The election is coming up now in just a little more than a week, I guess. Again, the debates have taken place and the information has been received. We just, whomever your preference may be as far as the candidate, we as Christians go before the Lord and appeal to the Lord because we know ultimately what He wills is what's going to take place. And we put our trust and faith in the Father, and so not in any governmental system, although, you know, we pray for our government leaders and just for the whole process. There's much corruption in the process and in the judicial system and the legislative system and so forth. We know that God's ultimately in control, and so we just have that peace and assurance through Him, whatever the outcome may be. But please definitely vote. My son voted absentee because he's in the basic training military. I voted early on October 14th. I know several others have voted early, but even if you can't vote early, vote on that day. There are places you can go if you don't have transportation. There will be people who will pick you up. I know in Nashville, Murfreesboro, my church there, they are providing van rides for the early voting, for the day of voting. There are ways to get support and help. So please, please vote. Let your voice be heard. You matter. COVID numbers are increasing dramatically in the Shelby County area, but not just here, all over. We have record numbers of cases at this point. We are seeing that surge, that spike that was predicted back in the late spring, early summer. And so we just need to, again, be on our hands and knees before the Lord, asking for continued mercy and God. Because as bad as it is, friend, as bad as it is, God is still merciful with the way that we, when I say we as a country, nation, society, because we all belong to God and come from God, with the way the rebellion has been and the sacrilege and the abominable types of behaviors, God is still merciful. Even in this, we are not seeing his wrath, his full wrath, because he's loving God. And so although there's been loss, there's been tragedy, there's been horrible things that have happened, we still submit to God and we still serve God as much as possible. We definitely need to pray for those who have lost loved ones in COVID. This has been, I can't imagine just how devastating, how awful that has been for those individuals. And virtual school in Shelby County, our superintendent is considering and looking at options of return in January. As it stands right now, it's just a proposal due to the exorbitant numbers, exorbitantly high numbers of COVID cases. And we ask for just prayers for military service personnel, those in basic training, active duty, who, as well as frontline responders and medical service personnel, others who are especially of increased exposure possibly to the virus, just keeping them in prayer, covered by the grace of God. And then we just want to pray for people just in general to have patience regarding delays. And, we were hoping that COVID would be long gone by now, and we're still in it. Just prayers. We're going to talk about that today, dealing with these divine delays. So let's have prayer at this time. Dear Father God in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for just the many blessings that you're giving despite COVID, just the fact that we are able to breathe, Lord, and get up and walk around and praise you and glorify you, Lord. And for those of us who have our health and strength and have families and loved ones, and Father God, we just thank you immensely that even this, you are gracious and merciful. Lord, right now, we just lift up in prayer those who are suffering, who have lost loved ones in this time of COVID, Lord. We ask those who are in the hospital who are fighting it, Lord, we just ask that they be strengthened with your strength, Lord. And if it be thy will, that their conditions be reversed, Lord, and they be sent home with their families or just home to recuperate and recover, Lord. For those who have other health conditions that aren't COVID specifically, Lord, but other health challenges, Lord, we just pray for your mercy, and we pray for your health and healing over them, Lord. We pray about this upcoming election, Lord. Father, you already know what the outcome will be. We just pray that we'd be accepting of your outcome, Lord, and that it would not affect, first of all, our only reverence to you and you as the ultimate authority, Lord. Whomever sits in that Oval Office, Lord, we have to know that you are in control and you're omnipotent and omniscient, Lord. You know what will ultimately be best and for your glory. Can we just pray, Lord, that we would submit to that in every way? Lord, we pray for those students in schools around the country, whether virtual, in person, or hybrid, Lord. You know the best route for that. And so, Lord, we just ask that you be with those decision makers, Lord, to provide wisdom in this season, in this time, Lord. We pray right now for those who are experiencing delays all over, with various types of delays in their lives, with things that they wanted, things that they wish would happen, Lord, that they would just surrender and submit to you and cast those cares on you, for you care for us, Lord, and you can carry those burdens in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just bring all of these requests to you, Lord. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So I want to mention people of influence this week, specifically those who are orchestrating prayer groups for various reasons. I'm in a prayer group online, my Air Force Wings moms, and there are prayers, a prayer group, text group that we have that circulates with some of my church members. I have a group me prayer group, just different prayer groups in different capacities, Lord. I pray right now that
your guiding hand and guiding light would cover those prayer groups, and that they just be infused with by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, the prayers of the righteous avails much, and where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst, Lord. So just prayers for those people of influence. I also want to talk for a little bit about the God Family Saga. So the God Family Saga is actually the first trilogy that I have written. And I've written two trilogies, but this is the first one. And I started writing it in December of 1996. When I was home for Christmas break, my sophomore year of college. And at that time I wasn't even saved yet, I didn't even have a personal relationship with the Lord, but somehow I received a vision for this story from God. God spoke to me with it, and I started writing it, and I think over that Christmas break I got through almost 7 chapters. Obviously, this is the first draft, completely unedited and all of that. And then after I graduated from college and had my son, then in December of 2000, over that Christmas break, I finished the last 7 chapters. I finished the book, the whole first draft. And I started looking at self-publication in January of 2001, which is very different. Also looked at some commercial publication. None of that worked out. Over the years, I edited and revised. I did the sequel, which at the time I wasn't sure that there was going to be a sequel when I finished the first book, God Family, but decided to do a sequel in the summer of 2002, God Family Bond, and then finished out the trilogy, the third book, God Family Letting Go, in January of 2007. So over roughly a 10-year period, finished that trilogy, and again, revisions and additions over the years. And now that the God Family Saga is available on Amazon Kindle, just the ebooks are available now for purchase. You can look that up, the God Family Saga, Daycia Smith, DAYCIAA. Also, I have an author page on Goodreads that has the trilogy as well, and you can look that up by name. So it's gotten like an average 4.7 out of 5, only a few reviews, less than a handful, but definitely looking for more. There are some people on Goodreads currently reading it. But just to tell you, so the God Family Saga, it starts out with talking about two women who become God sisters. They become best friends in college. And they continue their friendship throughout marriages and having children and careers. But it's based upon their love for Christ and their foundation as Christians in this life, in this world, in this society. Cynthia Brown and Derek Lewis. And I got, again, this revelation just thinking about how when I was in college. My closest, dearest friends now, presently in 2020, are those I met in college, and we have followed each other on up through the years, through marriages, unfortunately divorces for some of us, and you know, having children and just being there for each other, for each other's families. And so I just wanted to share that story and the importance of that story and that connection that God sisters have. And it's a, you know, it all comes from the Lord. I don't take any credit from it for it. You know, of course, I'm the author, and the Lord is speaking to me and through me. But again, it's like the Word of God, right? It's divinely inspired, and He is really the source. So I encourage you to go online and look up information about God Family, the trilogy, the story. There is a God Family Saga 2020 playlist Spotify. I've made it available to everyone. And then it's also linked in the last book of the God Family Saga, the last book of the trilogy, God Family Letting Go, a link to the playlist, and also a reader survey. Hopefully you enjoy it, and I'd love to get feedback and reviews on Amazon. I'm always looking to perfect my craft and just, you know what people thought of it and how it impacted them. You can read a couple of reviews online. The main characters, Cynthia Brown and Jerica Lewis, starting out, they are 25 years my senior. They were born in 1952. I was born in 1977. So people often ask, why in the world would you want to write stories about women who are old enough to be your mother? First of all, I have a fascination with the 50s and 60s and nostalgia, and just the music and the culture and the times, and definitely the historical events that occurred during that period, right, especially in terms of civil rights. So I've just always been interested in it. And I've always been described as an old soul anyway, someone who, just has some uncanny, inexplicable connections often to that era. And that's what that's the best I can explain it. And actually, God Family, the first book, starts out in 1985, which I was 7, 8 years old at that time. But the 80s are my favorite decade. The music, the culture, the TV shows, that everything was just, live. And it was just, it's incomparable to me. So that's, basically God Family, the God Family Saga in that show. I won't get into so many details of the books themselves. I do plan to have some podcasts at some point in 2021 for those, but this will be. So now I want to get into some scripture verses. What does the Bible say about being delayed? Habakkuk 2:3, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, and some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Romans 8:28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. 2 Corinthians 6:2, he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, in a day of salvation I've helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who seek him. Psalm 40:8, I delight to your will, O my God, your law is within my heart. Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Philippians 3:9, be found in him, not having righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. 2 Corinthians 5:8, yes, we are of good courage, and we'd rather be away from the body at home with the Lord. John 14:26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. John 1:1, the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. So I want to talk a little bit about, first of all, in general, delays, right? We all deal with delays. And the Holy Spirit, I just prayed about, like, God, what are the biggest, causes for delays in life? And I came up with traffic. Traffic delays has been an accident or construction work. Flight delays, due to whatever the case may be, weather or the flight not taking off from somewhere else in time, educational delays, you want to go back to school and you may not have the funds or you may not have the time that you want right away to do it. Career pursuits, It could be a promotion that you're wanting that you're delayed in getting, or a new job that you want to start, relationship delays. Maybe you were hoping to be able to meet up with someone or start a relationship pre-COVID, and that's not working out, or, you know, you want relationship to progress to the next level and it just isn't lining up. Move delays, you plan to move into a new house, move into a new city, but it's not happening. Business opportunity delays, you wanted to start an entrepreneurial venture, but you don't have the capital or you don't have other resources, or vacation delays. Many of us got hit with that this year due to COVID. The home buying process, in terms of, you know, acquisition of your loan or whatever the case may be, and looking at joining a virtual meeting. So that's something new for this year when your internet is acting up and you're late for your Zoom or your Teams meeting. It seems kind of minor compared to some of the other things, but, and relationship delays. Yeah, I meant to say that, you know, also it's getting married or, you know, something of that sort. So how can we glorify God when we're delayed or experiencing delay? The Holy Spirit revealed to me 5 key steps that, because I've been hit with delays in my life, and all those areas I mentioned, I've been hit with delays in them. But what I've learned in that process and in that space of waiting, these 5 things that the Holy Spirit revealed to me to share with you, because we still want to glorify God, even in our disappointment, our disheartenment, disdain, whatever the case may be about the delay. We as Christians are called to glorify God in every circumstance and situation. Amen. Because that is the message we're sending out to the world, that above all, we serve the Lord and we honor God. So let's look at that. Being prayerful. That's number one. Glorifying God in the delay requires us to be persistently prayerful. Prayerful for our own strength in the delay. Prayerful to receive God's wisdom and direction and guidance in the delay. So we have to continue to be prayerful, even when we don't feel like it, even when we're frustrated or we're angry. Because the devil will use that lack of connection. Prayer is our connection to God, right? It's our communication to God. When we cut that off because we choose, because we have free will, we choose not to communicate with God, the devil comes in and he just further divides us and separates us from the Lord. And then we're just out there floundering. And because the Holy Spirit doesn't force, because God doesn't force, we, you know, go astray. So it's very important to be persistently prayerful. Also, we need to be positive. We need to be positive. We need to keep speaking optimism, keep speaking hope. Philippians 4:8. We need to meditate on the things that are uplifting and encouraging. We need to be careful about people who are in our spaces when we're with them, when there are delays. If they are saying things to bring us down, cynical things, pessimistic things, pejorative things, we need to distance ourselves from them, not because we don't care, not because we lack concern for them or we're trying to judge them, but because we're trying to make sure we keep ourselves in healthy spaces so that we can continue to glorify God and just be a light, be a beacon of light to others in the world. We need to be patient. Patience, this is an area where I really, really struggled with delays, because we want something to here and now, and we're used to in our society, in our generation, Generation X somewhat, but definitely Gen Z, this whole thing now, now, now. Got to have it now. Want it now. And God is a God of order and his own timing, which is perfect timing. It's divine timing. So there is no error in that. And we just need to be patient. Just like God is patient with us when we're not in line with where we need to be. God is patient to us, and he keeps beckoning and keeps calling. We need to be patient with the process that God has, because it is a perfect divine process that is developed and orchestrated for His glory and for our good, right? And so whatever it may be, it's because God is doing a work that is necessary and that is going to ultimately be delightful. We need to be prudent. Prudence is wisdom, and wisdom comes from knowledge of the Lord. This is what Solomon tells us. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask it of the Lord. When there are delays, we need to be petitioning the throne of God about what we are supposed to learn through that delay. Whether it's a grocery store checkout line that you were hoping to be through and out of in 5 minutes or less, and now it's been 10 minutes and you're still waiting. Whether it's something like that, or whether it's a delay in a promotion or an educational pursuit or a relationship progression or an entrepreneurial venture, something along those lines with a much bigger consequence, it doesn't matter. In that space of delay, God is doing, there's something that God wants us to learn. There's a way that God wants us to grow. And if we're all focused on the delay itself instead of the pruning and the discipline, the self-discipline that should come to delay, we miss this epiphany and the revelation that God is trying to give us. So it is very important to be prudent and to seek and pray for prudence. Lord, tell me what it is that you want me to hear and see and know. And God is going to answer that prayer. He's going to faithfully answer that prayer because He wants us to follow Him. He wants us to be in line with Him. So He's going to show it to us. He's going to make it plain and clear. But He wants us to want to see it. He wants us to be willing and receptive to it. And finally, we need to be pursuant to a God-revealed purpose in the delay. Lord, in this time and space, what is my purpose? And it goes along with number four, the prudence. But once God has made that revelation, okay, God, now what am I supposed to do in this moment, in this time, in this space? And maybe something you hadn't even thought about. Maybe something you hadn't even considered. But God, now that you're open and receptive, God can make it known. And then it just becomes like, you know, such a joy in our lives, because He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we think or ask, Scripture says, when we are aligned to His word and His will. So pray about the purpose of what you're supposed to be doing. It may not even be anything that you even thought about. I know that's happened with me at times when there was a delay and stuff. It's like, okay, God, what do you have me to be doing? And it might be just be still, know that I'm God, get in Scripture, get in the devotionals, work on yourself, because you got all this anxiety and you got all this stress and you got all this other stuff built up. Your personal life is a shambles. It's a mess. That's what I want you to work on. And then I'll bring the business. And then I'll bring whatever. The other blessings will abound once you are in your purpose that I have set for you. And God is faithful when He's done it. I can speak from personal experience, my own testimony. And then also when we're in the space of delays, God will sometimes take those desires. So if those desires aren't rooted and grounded in him, he'll take them if we're willing to relinquish them so that our desires become completely centered around him. So, I hope that made sense and blessed someone out there listening. I'm excited about what's to come in these final 2 months of 2020, what we're going to see the Lord do. And with all the delays that have happened this year, they've been divine delays. God knows what he's doing. He's in control. He has the whole world in his hands. He will not let us fall by the wayside. But we have to believe. We have to have faith. We have to keep pressing on. I'm going to end our show today with another song from the God Family Saga. This is from The Prince of Egypt, When You Believe, by Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. I love this song because it does talk about just keeping hope and faith. We know that the Israelites were 40 years delayed in the wilderness from the promised land because of their own rebellions and lack of humility and obedience in getting in line with God. And many times we are the cause of our own delays. Just want to mention that. Not every time, but most of the time. It's because we're just not where we're supposed to be with the Lord. But as you're listening to this, just think about and reflect on divine delays and how they can ultimately be blessings for us. Love you, beloved friends. Take care.
Jesus.